I've been smoking joints with no filters on the podcast. Something I never do. Sweet, it's too fucking sticky to roll a joint.
I saw a lighter in my car the other day that I have not seen in months. And you know what's funny is I still haven't grabbed it because it's in that crevice.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can't reach anything.
I found my parking pass to our old office down there the other day.
Oh, really? To that visitor lot? There's an invention out there that you can put in your car.
I saw that.
It's like a mesh net that goes right there in that sweet spot. It's so nasty when you clean that spot out, though. You always find, like, a piece of fry from In-N-Out or the tip of the ketchup packet you spit onto the ground after you opened it because you're trying to devour your food like a fatty in your car right when you get it. Tom Segura has a whole bit about that with when he goes to In-N-Out, and not in the latest stand-up, but one of his older
about
ones.
About them asking if you're going to eat the car.
And you're going to eat in the car? Yes. But, yeah, I'm trying to, like, I've paid off my car. And it's like, I'm just waiting for the right time to go get a detail. But it's like, if it's not raining, car washes are closed.
Yeah.
And it's like, I get it. I take it by the gas station car wash, no problem. But I need the inside cleaned out.
People to do it.
I've got like dog hair in there, and I don't even have a dog. I've got crumbs from all kinds of food. Weed crumbs. Weed crumbs. Would you ever roll up the weed crumbs and smoke it?
I have before in college when times were tough. But it's so funny because back in Iowa and shit, like, you get nervous. You never have weed crumbs in your car because that will get you. I know people that have been charged with possession off weed crumbs on like a shirt, and it didn't go through. They lost. The city lost that one. But now. There's probably at least a half an ounce on my floor of weed crumbs.
Yeah, no, I have a ton of crumbs. It's really irritating me every time I look down. And it's like, you don't notice it at night, obviously, any of that, but...
Yeah, and I'm bad because I have fucking crumbs in my bed. Like, because I be rolling... This is how we light candles, 21 and up.
Because you know why? Because you don't want to burn your hand.
Yeah, and this gets you, you melt the top layer of wax, so you get the smell sooner. But yeah, I get them in my bed, and it's just like, God damn it. But anyway, episode 29, we're still alive, we're still here.
This is the last episode of the 20s.
So yeah, our podcast is about to turn 30 weeks old, bro.
The roaring 20s.
Yeah, it was a fun 20s, I mean... We got hit with the coronavirus late in the 20s, so we haven't been as eventful in our personal lives, so there hasn't been as much to talk about, but I think we've been doing a pretty damn good job.
Yeah. I actually did another Zoom call with a different group of friends I haven't done it with yet this last weekend.
How was that? How was Zoom? And
it was good because I actually used to hang out with those guys all the time, and all of us have individual times of like where like we were a clique, with just like a couple of us, but as a group, we hung out in high school. So you're talking, I've known these guys for 20 years, and we're still Zooming.
Yeah, that's
and,
dope.
One of them lives in Africa.
It over there?
He didn't really talk about it. Plus, he got on kind of late because it was like 11 o'clock on Saturday night, and it was like 7 a.m. for him. But his story was that he was supposed to come home, like, I don't know, said week ago, 2 weeks ago, let's say. And right before he got on, he got really sick, but he got malaria. But
he got malaria.
But they didn't know at the time if it was the virus or malaria.
Yeah.
So he could have been mistreated anyways. But he ended up staying back. He's supposed to come home this weekend, and he's fine. But he works for the United Nations.
Oh, okay.
So he has to come home, like, internationally, because I don't think normal people could come home internationally right now. So I think he missed his window when he got sick or something like that. But he'll be back in, and I think they only, like, pay for you or... help you get home to DC. You're on your own from there, and he lives in California, so that'll be interesting to hear. But yeah, I'll probably jump on a Zoom call again with him this week before he sets out on travels and whatnot. But yeah, it was cool to talk to guys I had high school classes with. A couple of them I met in ninth grade, and they were like my first friends in high school. And yeah, now a couple of them have kids and live in all different spots, and that's how growing up goes, I guess. And then it took a pandemic to bring us back together.
Right.
But most of us still text throughout, but it's just like, again, like you tell each other to meet somewhere on normal times, probably not going to happen, but get together for a Zoom on a Saturday night and have your own drink there. And it's like having your own bar at home. And it was kind of nice, to be honest, except for you can't play music or TV while you're with your friends, because everybody's like, who's fucking playing that so loud? Turn it down. You got to tell, you know, whoever to turn down behind you. So,
but hopefully that will bring more conversation. Yeah, because you have to talk. Yeah, I haven't been on one yet. I've had a lot of old like people reach out, because I mean, when you fucking aren't doing anything, you start to think about all the people you know you used to know, and I've got some people reaching out. But I mean, we're so busy, it's like, normal for us. We're just at home.
Everything has been flying by during this time, and I know for some people it's dragging on,
right?
But I guess, you know, I always chose a career that I knew that I'd be in a dark room or my room or whatever, just editing for hours on end and never really seeing another person anyway. So I kind of figured the future would be like that for post-production, because it gets too expensive for rates in for people in California at times. So, you know, there's probably fantastic editors that will charge less out of state. And so eventually, if we make a fast enough, you know, internet and a big enough Dropbox host, like movies will probably be, which they probably already do. They airdrop all their shit. But, you know, for times like this, imagine if, you know, we were to, let's say, stop. I'm sure there's a production company out there that was like, we'll email you everything. Yeah. So, you know, because there is a website for editors to like go on and pick up odd jobs to just edit like freelance gigs. But it's so cutthroat because like they just pick who it's like. If you didn't start at the beginning of that app and get some type of rating,
you're gonna be overlooked. It's like Fiverr,
and then those guys just fucking get all the jobs and then just part them out to their people, and then they turn into an enterprise. And just like anything, you have to get in early with that kind of stuff. But luckily, we're staying strong.
Staying strong, doing great things. It doesn't. What do you think about how other companies have been dealing with it? Like, did you see SNL had an episode?
Who hosted, or was it just like a random thing? Because I on Hulu,
Tom Hanks.
Oh, then I didn't see it.
Tom Hanks did the opening monologue, but it was all on Zoom calls, which is cool, and they did it a good job. But like, that's like a one time thing. You can't do that every Saturday, because like the jokes, a lot of the jokes. I only watched parts of it, but I felt like a lot of the sketches were like when you forget you're on a Zoom call. It was like shit like that that made sense, but you can't do that every fucking week.
Yeah, because it's going to get old.
Yeah, and Tom Hanks doing the monologue was dope because he had fucking coronavirus.
Well, that's why they have 20 writers. Maybe somebody will get a chance this week.
But, I
didn't know that. Do they do musical guests?
No, I don't think so, but maybe.
I watched some older episodes of SNL, but that's funny. I didn't see that. You would think like on Hulu or something, which is odd that Hulu does this. I know Netflix doesn't do this, but I put on an episode for something. It's Always Sunny, Seinfeld. Well, Seinfeld doesn't do that, but certain shows on Hulu will finish an episode you're on and then go to a completely different TV show and an episode that is not in any kind of chronological order. And you're like, what the fuck? What are these settings? So this weekend, after I watched whatever, it went to an SNL episode, but it was the one that James Franco hosted over Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, great, cool. It was a funny one. Seth Rogen was in the opening.
But why the fuck did this
one? Yeah, why this one? So, yeah, I don't get it. But I wish they would have, you would think they'd put on the Tom Hanks one. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, I watched a lot of random
shit. Hulu, fix that shit. Yeah, Hulu. I'm so irritated with that. I can't tell you enough where it's like, I can't find the remote. And now I have to go back to the home screen, back to the show I was watching, find the episode I was on, and then click to the next one.
Really?
Let me know if the settings are fucked up on this, or is this just me? But yeah. But what's weird is, though, because I watch a ton of Seinfeld, doesn't do it on Seinfeld. It just goes all the way through. Yeah. I could fall asleep and wake up and miss like six episodes, and it's on that episode. I don't get it. But with other random shit, it goes like, I noticed it with when I watched Dave as well. Yeah. And I noticed after Dave, it doesn't go to another FX show. It goes to Hell's Kitchen. And then I'm caught up watching Hell's Kitchen. And I watched Hell's Kitchen Jr. last week. And I was like, damn, I like Hell's Kitchen Jr. better than regular Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, because he's nicer, right?
So I don't know if it's like their strategy to like, hey, here's something completely different. And we know you probably are high or with your girl or your significant other making out. Like, we'll just put this on the background, and maybe on the downtime, we'll just get you sucked in, because we already know you want to watch Dave. We already know you want to watch It's Always Sunny. Like, you'll go back to those for those shows. Like, I think we just figured out their
algorithm. Yeah, I mean, if not, that's a good fucking idea.
Right?
Yeah, like, oh, that's how you do it.
Damn, maybe they know that it's not my account that I pay for, and that's how they fuck
with you. Fucking with you?
Yeah.
Well, what if it's the other person who uses the account is on it, and somehow, when you finish the episode, it picks up what they're watching, and then it goes to the next one. So they're watching Hell's Kitchen. Wow.
No, because I asked Dina and she was like, I don't watch Hell's Kitchen. She's like, why do you watch so much Hell's Kitchen now? She's like, I noticed that's in the queue. I was like, I just let it run.
That's funny.
I got caught up. Like, there was one night I finished something and then it was like this crazy dramatic Hell's Kitchen intro. And I was like, okay, I got to see this.
It's not a bad show.
No, not at all.
I like Hell's Kitchen.
And then, like, you know, he's a real dick on the Hell's Kitchen one, but the one with the kids.
He's so nice,
dude.
He's
it made
so
me like
nice.
Teary-eyed yeah. how nice he was. And like, those kids have so much heart. It's like 6-year-olds knowing how to bake shit, and you're like, I could never do
that.
Yeah,
right? I can never do that. Like,
but you feel bad when it's like not that good. You're like, fuck that kid.
Because you can't talk shit to him. You can't.
No.
He's going to go up there and be like, but it's fucking,
you know,
terrible.
I don't know. It's like more inspiring because, I don't know, it makes you smile. Whereas like the other people on the regular Hell's Kitchen, they just make it seem so douchey. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because they are douchebags.
Yeah, like, they're just like, it's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, I think I like the Hell's Kitchen Jr. better. But
yeah.
There you go. Hulu's ingenious algorithm somehow helped me. Got that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my Hulu update for non-what I streamed, but just things I noticed.
I need to get Hulu, I think. I want HBO, though.
I know, that's the thing. I need to figure that. And my parents have HBO, like, and I could just get the password, but my parents don't know the password.
Of course
so
not.
I'm like, and I ask every weekend, because and it's funny that my dad even asked me, how do I watch all the seasons of Curb? And I'm like, you got to get on the HBO Go app. And he's like, well, how do I do that? I'm like, we need that password. He's like, I don't know where it would be or how to. And since they're remodeling their house, he's just like, doesn't want to look for anything. He's like, we just put everything back. I don't want to like tear everything up. I'm like, then no Curb. I don't know how to tell you.
Yeah. Well, can you do forget the password? I mean,
I've never looked into it, to be honest, because at our, I want it for my room, but like at our place in the living room, we have the box
that
you could just type in the name of the show you want to watch. But,
the mystery box.
I forget how we got here, but HBO is
HBO.
What you want, not Hulu.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you want Hulu.
Because Hulu has all HBO shit, right? No.
No, I didn't see it on there, unless it's like in the Plus or like the Hulu Plus upgrade shit.
Yeah.
But the fucking Hulu is known for their regular TV, you know, recycling. So, like, for instance, like I said, that's how I watch my World News Tonight. I just go on there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's on Channel 7 or ABC. But, like, if I had cable, like, I'm probably not watching that.
Yeah.
But Hulu puts it, like, right there. I just click on it and click on today's episode. There's no commercial. Okay, that's the other thing. When you're watching news, one, you're watching news. Two, you can't sit through commercials on news. It's you know, I have no attention span for all of that.
Yeah.
But you put it for me on, it's usually, like, 18 minutes long on World News Tonight. One straight, going right through it. What's going on? Give me the updates, and I'm over with it.
You know?
I love it. So for purposes like that, Hulu's great. Netflix isn't going to give that to you for like current events or, you know, Masked Singer aired, you know, tonight. I can watch it tomorrow morning or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't, but I'll watch it tomorrow night.
Yeah, he started using Amazon Prime Video because like.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about it.
Yeah. And I watched The Feed, which is an Amazon show. Amazon kills it. Like, I watched A Quiet Place on Amazon and I watched The Feed on Amazon. And
my roommate and his girlfriend are obsessed with some show on there with Al Pacino.
It's called Hunters,
Hunters,
I think. Yeah, it's about him killing Nazis.
I haven't seen it, but I hear all the audio because they watch it on the surround sound. So it
bangs
it out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that sounds intense.
Is there like a lot of action and shit?
I don't know.
It looks good.
Like, I just hear yelling.
It looks
and,
really
like,
good.
Screaming and killing, or like angry German yelling, and I'm like, I gotta see the show.
Yeah, it looked like Inglourious Basterds as a TV show, but not as like violent.
I purposely like didn't peek because I don't want to like see anything.
Yeah,
but like I could hear everything because the back of the TV living room, like literally the wall behind the TV and the surround system, is like the back of my closet.
Yeah.
So it just
blares through, yeah.
So it's like, well, I could be sitting there editing or something like that, and I just hear, boom!
And it's a fucking Hunters. That reminds me of when I was a kid, because I remember my dad would always watch movies Friday night, Saturday, when he was chilling. And back then, you'd go to, you know, I think we've talked about this before, the Blockbusters and the family videos where we'd get the game. But we'd get back from, we'd go like right before dinner, eat dinner, and then I'd play the whatever game. And then like, and I'd always start the campaign because back then there was like there was no online. Yeah, so I used to play the campaign and I'd be like 30 minutes in and then I would just hear that like, boof, and it's just like, oh, surround sound. Yeah, yeah. That was my dad's pride and joy back then. It but on a shitty ass TV though, like it's crazy how like you can get a 65, 75 inch smart TV with a sound bar. And it sounds as good as my shit sounded in like the early 2000s with like a big ass 50 inch TV. Like I remember that it was like when the flat screens first came out. So it's just like it looked flat, but then on the back end, it was not flat. You know what I'm talking about?
I definitely know what
you're
talking
about. Yeah, that first round. It was, or the second round. The first round of flat screens were the box TVs. Like,
yes.
And like that just went straight up,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, like a projector almost.
Literally like a.
Well, are you like, talking about the ones that sat on the ground or the one you actually mounted?
No, the one did like the first ones where they, it was like a box TV on the ground, but it was like the, it was like you could get like 65 inches, yeah. But it's like a box.
Yeah, I think my grandma had one of
those. Yeah, and then
like,
the next
when it broke,
ones,
it was like you had to replace like the can light inside or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was some 90s shit.
And then the next generation was like, it was just the size of the TV and you put it on a TV stand, but it was just looked flat.
Yeah.
But still rounded on the back.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, that's some.
Like, like flat this side and then like a little bit
exactly
of that, about that thick probably,
yeah,
maybe a little thicker,
yeah, I'd say probably a little thicker, but it didn't, yeah. It looked so crazy back then, but yeah, my dad had that with the surround all through the living
the
room, which is
huge
dude, that was
we
his pride
at my,
yeah,
place.
I haven't had anything like that since I left.
If I were to sit between the two speakers in the living room, they're about like that tall,
yeah,
and
see
like
that's
on the
crazy
outside of it, and then like there's still like the mixing thing with like a giant box with like this giant knob and all these fucking buttons.
Yeah.
Like never know what to push if it's not on the right setting. Wow. I always ask my roommate and he's like, I don't know, just push a bunch of buttons. It'll get there.
Right.
I'm like, damn.
That is what you do. My dad would, he knew how to do it, but he would never tell me and I'd always just go and press them. But I'll never forget the sound that those make when you turn them on, you know, like that high pitch. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember that sound all the time, but that's funny.
Those things boom, though, still. I mean, he's had them for 10 years, he said, I think. And, you know, they're obviously, like, physically looking outdated, but they probably bang pretty hard.
Pretty hard.
Because we still have, yeah, those two big ones and then the little sub on the ground.
Yeah.
And then,
see, that's
speaker.
Key. Having a sub, it will make it feel like you're in a movie theater.
Oh, dude, that's why. I finished the movie with Tommy.
Oh yeah, movie. Was it good?
Okay, so last episode we talked about the.
This
color might have
been three episodes ago.
Could have been. I've watched it weeks ago, and I just didn't finish it because my roommate came and he needed to use the living room for something. So, and that's the only TV you could watch it on. But I was talking about how Tommy had a lot of lines and all this stuff, and I only actually got halfway through the movie. Exactly. What's funny is that right when I was like, this movie's not that bad. It's not that scary. Like, it's not that gory. Like, when I went back to finish it this weekend. Everything I watched from where I started to the end was just like a completely different movie.
Really?
Completely different movie.
So,
like, Tommy was never in the movie again.
Oh, wow.
It's super, like, it goes super, like, dark and, like, devil-y and, like, kind of, not gory, but, like, there's some very gore factor to it. One scene I can't watch again, like, chick's cutting herself up. She's, like, carving some shit into herself, and then... It's kind of a fucked up story, and it's kind of like, but what's great about it is it goes back to like 80s horror where there's no need for an explanation. It is what it is. It was horror, sci-fi, some crazy like supernatural thing came out of the universe and basically attacked this one area and killed off this family, and then it just went and disappeared, and everybody thinks it like nothing happened kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, wait a minute. There's no explanation of where it came from or anything like that, but... I think from what I read, this is one of three movies coming out about Supernatural, and they're based on some books. But anyways, yeah, the movie was pretty gnarly. The Color from Outer Space with Nick Cage, and he has some gem scenes like we always...
Yeah, what was Bad that? Lieutenant 2 or whatever.
When he does the...
Sup!
Yeah, he's an alcoholic father in this one who moves his family to a farm and wants to raise alpacas and tomatoes. And he has a couple nutty scenes in this movie, but it totally, he's perfect for it. This movie needed that. But, you know, there's times where he's a little over the top. And it just, the only reason why it is over the top is because the movie is so cinematically beautiful.
Yeah.
It really does look like almost too good. Like, if this movie went back to like that gritty 80s, like grainy looking kind of thing, it probably would have been perfect. But I think it's just like, it's just crazy because it's like, wow, this probably could have been a beautiful, weird, creepy sci-fi, supernatural, like, movie. But then the gore factor came in and you're like, okay.
It was like too much.
Too much. And then. Yeah, and then again, it just, the story never really goes anywhere. It's just like, you're thinking like, oh, the whole town's in jeopardy. And then like, no, it's just Nick Cage's family. Like, what the fuck? It only attacked that. Why them? Like, why in this farm in the middle of nowhere? So, but something to watch and trip out on. But what I was getting to is the subwoofer made it just like
scary as fuck.
I was just like, oh, God. And I watched it during the day.
Like, so. See, that's when you know a movie is fucking frightening, when it's, yeah, gets you scared during the day.
I literally turned my head on that one scene, though. And then there's just the way they kill off the mother and son is just like, God, dude, this is hard to watch. It's sad. Like, that, and then like they deform the alpacas. Like, and then again, and all of it is from this purple light. This purple light just like a lightning bolt and just comes in and like fucks everything up and like infiltrates the water system and it gets in them and like Nick Cage's skin turns all like crazy scaly. It's just like weird, like creepy. It's almost like they didn't really know how to make something like that so scary, so they just did it in every way possible.
Yeah.
Like, it takes over your body, and it makes you do crazy shit, and then it kills animals, and you're just like, where was this movie going?
Yeah.
But yeah, no wonder Tommy probably didn't see it, he said.
Yeah, he said he doesn't do scary movies. Yeah. You know what? I watched this kind of scary movie, the fucking Invisible Man, the new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my roommates had that on
this last
weekend.
Good. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty, it's corny a little bit, and let's just say when they fight him, sometimes it literally looks like they're fighting nothing, which, I mean, that's how it would look, I guess. But like, it literally looks like the director was like, all right, just act like there's something there and just start swinging. Like,
oh,
they didn't do enough where it looks like they're hitting the actual thing. But then when they reveal him, or like they put paint on him at one point, like, it's sick. And when the suit's breaking, it's sick. But
okay.
Some of the fight scenes.
It's just another attempt at an old script, huh?
Yeah, but it's a lot different than the old script, I think. Because in the original one, is the guy like super smart and makes a suit?
I think he's like a scientist, but in like, you know, it was like a potion.
Yeah, that's like, a, yeah. See, this one like, is
in
like
the original black and white. Probably,
yeah,
and, you know, I don't really remember.
Because this one is, he's like a tech genius, obviously, and like his girlfriend is like has to get away, and he won't let her. And then she gets away, and then he fakes a suicide. And then, but she's like, what? And then all these things are happening, and then she realizes that he faked it to do the thing. And then.
Who's the actress in it?
I don't know. She's,
she looked familiar, though.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, just
wasn't
like.
Wasn't it Brie Larson? No?
Maybe. The I have to give all. His name's Aldous
Snow?
Aldous Snow.
Aldous Snow.
I watched two movies with this guy in it, actually. I also watched What Men Want. Have you ever, you know the movie What Women Want?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Mel Gibson. It's BET made one.
That's right.
With Tahiri.
Is it on Netflix?
It was on Amazon, dog. Amazon's hooking it up. But that movie was actually pretty fucking good. Like, Tracy Morgan's in it.
I think that's who the icon I saw.
But it's like, it's one of those movies that like is very relevant, and it's very relevant, and like they're on point with social trends. Like it did it right. Whereas a lot of movies try too hard, and you're like, this is corny. You're trying to make it like too much like real world. Like this one, the references are on point, and like she's a sports agent, and they go to like a skybox at the Atlanta Hawks game, and it's in Atlanta. It's at the thing.
Wait, this is what again?
What Men Want.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Good fucking movie. Aldous Hodge. Shout out Aldous Hodge and Tahiri P.
Henson. Aldous Hodge is from Invisible Man. Plays the Invisible Man?
No, he plays the cop that she goes to live with after she escapes the boyfriend thinking he's still alive.
Ooh.
And then, dude, this movie is nuts because it's like, There's two scenes in particular where, and spoiler alert, but they're not really. It's just like two crazy scenes where like the woman's doing, because the woman's out here trying to prove that he's here because she's seen the suits before, and then she's trying to prove it. No one fucking believes her. So the first one, like the cop's daughter is like 18. Oh, and when he commits suicide, he gives her, that he's rich as shit, so he gives her like $100,000 a month for like the next 5 years or some shit, or 10 years. So she's gonna pay for this girl's, the cop's daughter's college and do all this shit, but then like halfway through the movie, she's like freaking out. No one's really believing her. And then she's like gets close to, cause the daughter's like, we need a girl's night. And she gets close and the invisible dude punches the chick in the face.
Oh shit.
And then she thinks that she did it. And then when it happens again, he sent like an email to her sister, and like, but her sister thinks it was her, obviously, and like wrecks that relationship. But then they go back to apologize, and she's like, this is after she like gets enough proof. She thinks she has enough proof. Brother, at dinner, and they're like talking, everything's good, everything's good, everything's good. They get close, it's about to, and a knife just, they're eating like this, a knife just comes up like this, and they both look at it, and he just slits her throat, and then forces it into her hand.
Oh, fuck.
And it's all, you see it all, dude. And it's just, man, in a restaurant. So
is this
just
rated R?
Yeah.
Okay.
And everyone just looks at her, and he's forcing this knife in her hand, and he slit her sister's throat in the middle of a fucking restaurant. And then she goes to jail. And then this just gets crazier and crazier and crazier.
Okay,
but the ending is
that.
Sick. The
I'll
ending's cool. Yeah,
that
you should watch
better
it.
Than the plot line I thought they would go
yeah,
with.
Yeah, and it's better than a movie, like you said, that is a remake from like an old-ass movie, because usually they just fail.
Yeah.
Like, usually they just are
bad. Johnny Depp did something similar to this called like Transcendence or something like that.
Yeah, but that was more tech, like
right.
way techie, like
right.
super techie. And that was like his conscience.
Right.
He transports it to something. Whereas this is like his guy's in an invisible suit and he's still
okay.
alive.
That
yeah.
makes sense. That's
yeah,
different.
So this one's more fit. That one, the Johnny Depp one's way more like psychological, because you know you're talking to this conscious. They know it, but this one's crazy because she is the only person that knows.
He just wants to use it for some mischief.
Yeah,
because like.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's a psycho.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he's a psycho dude. But
smart,
yeah,
though.
He, very smart.
Made an invisible suit.
Made multiple invisible suits. But it's how you would think. It's cameras. It's just a suit with a bunch of fucking little cameras on it. And huh. like that's how you would imagine you'd do it, because you would film everything. You need a camera that can film and then project it onto the screen that it's filming on, but film through it. There
yeah.
you go, science. That's how you
science,
do a fucking
come
suit.
Come up with that.
Yeah, come up with that
on
without a
the,
joint.
And on top of the what is it? The fucking, what do they call it? What they need for the coronavirus?
Antivirus?
Yeah, they need
a vaccine.
A vaccine. While you're looking for the vaccine,
I'm gonna
make
come
this
up,
suit.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna be fucking, I don't know, gotta use it. Would you, if you got a superpower, would you use it for good? Or would you just use it? Not for bad. Like, if I had a superpower, like...
Depends on what it is.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going out my way to become a superhero.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I think I'm just going to be a normal dude
no,
who has a superpower.
Because, Pete, you'll be just like the movies in Batman. You'll have some people that agree with you and some people that don't. So.
Right. And it's
fuck
like... Fuck them. Yeah, fuck them. Like, if I could fly... I'm not flying to save you. I'm flying to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
You get chilling.
I mean, this is for me to... For my personal use.
Right.
And, I mean, what would you really need that we can't... Like, how often do you even need a superhero these days that we'd need a rescue from flying?
Yeah, because if you think about it, in all superhero movies, they are stopping crime, but none of them are really stopping, like, petty... Like, Spider-Man
no,
does it at the start. They have an arch rival.
Like, which,
so, like,
yeah.
That doesn't happen
like,
in real...
Batman is never, like... In the movie, like just getting the common thief anymore.
Yeah,
like
the
Tobey
Maguire does the Spider-Man, they do it, but I think it's because
he's building his character.
Whereas Batman always from the start,
yeah.
In the first one, he's going after Liam Neeson. Batman Begins.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's training, so
right.
which whatever. But in the second, in Dark Knight, Joker, and
last
Dark Knight Rises,
the Bane.
Bane.
Yeah.
Who those masks, the
yeah,
flu guard
like,
masks,
those are
look
like
Bane.
Right.
I was like, I think I was walking
do
down the
like
street
Bane.
To Chevron right before, and someone yelled Bane.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure that's not as
But, like, those are no different than, like, what people work out in.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I think it looks sillier to work out in something like that than it would to wear that around now for your comic
health. Yeah, definitely.
So, but anyways.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
Superhero stuff.
Yeah.
It's like,
do superheroes work in this day and age? Maybe for war.
I don't know what imagine if
he could go kill like Osama bin Laden.
If you were a flying superhero, like
or super strength.
Super strength, I could see them utilizing you, but like,
but you're saying if you're only flying,
like right now, if you're like Superman, like I don't know how much we can use you.
But he has super strength too, right?
I guess so.
And laser eyes.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
What? But hang on. What makes Superman? I get all those? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What makes Superman? Superman. Like, how does he be the Superman when? Wait, he kills Batman, right? In Batman vs Superman. I mean, theoretically, you would think he would be able to do that
because Batman's mortal.
Yeah, Batman has no superpowers.
In the original comic, Superman is dead. Because I think I have it still wrapped, and it's in a black and white. But
he's dead, and they.
I think
what's his alter ego?
Well,
Clark Kent.
But Superman came from another planet, though.
Yeah, Krypton.
Yeah, so it's like, but Batman's just a dude.
Yeah,
so
Batman's
like, of
literally.
Of course, Batman should lose.
Yeah, right.
He's not like super overpoweringly strength. He just
Superman
gadgets.
Could just fly up and then fly
smash
down.
Him,
yeah,
rob some
over
shit on him.
Our
yeah.
laser eyes.
But
ass.
Again, like right now, though, like. Is Superman stopping like?
Bullets? Is Superman stopping coronavirus? No.
That would be my superpower, healing a disease. That'd be dope. I definitely would take that on and do that.
Healing? What about this?
Like a healer?
Healing disease, but you can't heal yourself. But you can still not get
what
it
do I
if
have?
You're careful. You just have to wear gloves and shit.
All the time.
All the time.
That's fine.
Or like you can heal, but you can't. If you can heal
smoke
everyone
a lot of weed
at the touch
people.
Of a button.
I'd smoke a lot of weed with people and just hear the story and then, all right.
Now you got to heal cured. Them before you smoke so you know it doesn't spread.
That's true. Because
you can't
That's
heal
true.
Yourself.
That's
or
you
only
Reverse
be able to heal
order.
Yourself and heal no one. What would you pick?
Heal yourself and no one?
Yeah. Or heal everyone else and not.
Well, how long would I live if I could heal everyone else though? That's the question.
Yeah, because I mean, you
I got to get some retirement years in there.
Yeah, and you also just have to choose what you heal. Like, oh, you got
I would
a
heal
cold?
More,
like,
I would
do that.
Probably
heal
like,
cancer.
I would probably heal more children than adults. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's about, like,
dude, literally, you would have the choice. You would be somewhat, that's like a God level. If you could heal people and you choose who you heal, you're God.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially.
You're that God.
But, yeah, that's a very.
Yeah, but just
deep superhero.
It's crazy to think like superheroes. I don't know how they what you would need like a whole police force of superheroes to stop like Watchmen, but still that's like
yeah, HBO has a Watchmen show, huh?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty good. The movie though is my all-time and the comic is my one of my all-time favorite comics, the graphic novel. But like they don't have super Oh, yes they do. They do have superpowers,
yeah,
right?
In a sense, right?
Yeah.
The mask thing from that one guy.
Oh, Droko.
And then
what's his fucking name?
That one guy. And then the other guy.
With the wings and then the girl.
Yeah, there you go.
God.
But going back to Invisible Man, you mentioned there was he was like trying to get some money or like faking his death or something.
Yeah, he fakes his death and then comes back and fucking just torments this fucking woman.
It reminds me of what you recommended last week, Screwed.
Yeah.
Woody found a gem on Netflix that I had never even heard of this movie. And it's funny, like, I was in high school when this came out. So, and I even mentioned to a bunch of my friends, and they were even like, dude, I've never heard of that movie. So, I'm not necessarily sure if that movie, like, was, like, widely released.
I think it was probably
about.
Straight to DVD, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it must have been. Nobody I talked to had ever heard about it. And I have a lot of friends that are big Chappelle fans. And again, we were. In the year 2000, we were 15 to 18 years old amongst my friends, so it's like somebody would have saw it or gone to the movie and seen it. But Norm MacDonald has a and Chappelle,
yeah,
to Mischief,
classic duo,
Lanza.
Bro.
Good pick. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I got really high and laid back and watched that, and it really felt like a continuation of the movie Dirty Work in that sense. But yeah, to see Chappelle young and doing like. Basically, another Thurgood Jenkins half-baked character.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Just not as a stoner.
He plays a good like second lead.
Yeah, and it was just like, yeah, he had the go-to jokes when things were flat, and But yeah, well balanced and really funny. There's some very interesting. But yeah, it's on Netflix, guys. Woody found that one. Yeah. Screwed.
Which you said you watched the Mark Twain thing too. Which yeah. Did we talk about on the pod?
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that and all the guest appearances.
It was Neil Brennan's stories are fucking sick. Like, yeah. And his. It's cool. You can tell comics write in a certain way when they write a set. And it was, out of everyone, Neil Brennan's was like, it was so perfect. And he wrote it like a set because. At the end of it, when he like explains this thing, and it was he's using referencing what he was talking about before, just for him to be like that, where he's like, and this is the only time I'll get credit for the Chappelle show. That was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love Neil Brennan; he's a genius. It's but true. That was fucking hilarious, right? It's definitely true.
Yeah,
but he's just as important. And I didn't know that about How High until I watched that. How he's like, Dave called me, and he was like. Yo, if Universal calls and asks if you're writing a weed movie, say yes. And then they call him and he says yes. And then he calls Dave like on day 29 or something. Or no, he calls him before and he's like, yo, we got to write this weed movie. And Dave's like, what weed movie? And then on day 29, they wrote it in one day, the outline. Man. And then, yeah. And then when he says what it premiered against, he's like, Titanic, Goodwill Hunting. I was like, damn.
As good as it gets.
Yeah, yeah. I did not realize that.
I forgot.
That movie was set up for disaster. Dude. It would do well now, though.
Yeah.
If it came out for the first time, like How High now, like it had never been a thing, it would, that type of movie would do really well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but again, they weren't really known. Chappelle wasn't known quite yet. I think he did Nutty Professor at the time as a guest. You know, he was the Reggie in Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that's right.
And then Robin Hood, Men in Tights,
which is so what, like, but those Mel Brooks,
like,
right?
Him being the lead yet. So I think people, you know, like my parents, they didn't really know who he was, and they thought the movies he was in, those are teenage movies. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's like he was a teenage, you know, 20-something idol when he first came out. And then now he's well-liked amongst all crowds. But, you know, he was no one, you know, I think even at the time, though, you put anybody in the beginning of their career, I think it takes time for something so good to be such a big hit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Subculturally or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah.
Culturally. But, yeah, what an incredible career to look back on. That was the Netflix, Mark Twain...
Yeah, it was when he won the ceremony, but they made a whole little thing out of it, which was dope. Them in the improv the night before. Him talking to his mom, like...
Yeah.
And then all the monologues are good. I could have done without Sarah Silverman's, but it was okay.
Yeah, there was a lot. But I do like the fact that she has known him since they were teenagers.
No, exactly. So,
like,
you can't hate
kinda
on
cool.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay. She's just a bit much.
I wish D.L. Hughley and like... Yeah, and all of them, like the kings of comedy, like Cedric the Entertainer, like they only showed like Chris Tucker in the audience, who was sitting next to one of the Wayans brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like Tiffany Haddish was good, and Neil Brennan, of course, was good, and Aziz Ansari was like...
That's right.
I got why he was on there, because it's a story, he did the story of the night he found out, which is hilarious. But yeah, I just was like fucking D.L. Hughley and all like the kings of comedy said something, and like... You know, like black comics. Like there should have been more black comics up there.
Most of those guys don't have Netflix deals. I think all the other people do that spoke though, right?
Yeah, but all of them do too. All the kings of comedy.
I thought they
do.
Just had their own like line. Like maybe they're put on Netflix, but Netflix didn't originally create that.
They didn't originally create that. No, but Cedric the Entertainer has a Netflix special.
Oh, he does.
D.L. Hughley, but that was the Mark Twain Award isn't through Netflix. So who spoke was. That's chosen by the Mark Twain, all that. And then Netflix was just the one who produced it, who the filming part. But that's an actual, like, Eddie Murphy has that award.
Okay.
Seinfeld may even have that award. Like, that's an actual award, but they've never done it like this. Like, it's a damn near documentary.
No, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, this is pretty in-depth.
Yeah, but like the
Bradley Cooper spoke.
Yeah, which was like I get it.
Like he worked with him once.
Once. But yeah, once. Yeah. Like and else? You know who should have spoke Donnell Rawlings. He was in the I like how he was in the night before.
Yeah, he didn't speak.
But he should have spoke cuz he was there from the Chappelle show too. He's ashy fucking Larry.
Yeah. That is interesting. But, don't you think,
yeah.
But again, it's
It is what it is.
Yeah, not, I don't know who programs that program.
That fucking white dude, probably, that when Tiffany Haddish walks off and says what's up to the people, or the guy who gives her the award. But that's those foundations. Yeah.
I tuned in and out, I'm going to be honest. Same. Like, I was editing in the background, and I just got like, oh, okay, I like this guy, and I'll watch this for a minute, but yeah.
Jon Stewart's still cool to look back.
Yeah, Jon Stewart's was great.
That was when I realized that Netflix had $50 million. That's so funny. He starts to cry and he's like, "I'm gonna treat that money."
Yeah,
as if it was my own.
Jon Stewart did do a great job.
Yeah,
on that.
But they have history too, a lot of history. So
yeah,
So that's cool.
Well, I love that Jon Stewart was in Half Baked.
Very true. And he's openly smokes weed. I think not like us, but I think he smokes.
Makes you wonder, like, did he get a big chunk of that money?
He got that money.
Because he did Daily Show forever after that?
Yeah. Cause instead
who does
of
it doing, now? Trevor Noah or something like that?
Who does a fantastic job.
I don't
job.
Even watch it anymore.
Yeah, honest. I don't really watch it either, but he does a good job. But, I mean, no one's going to do it. Jon Stewart is like Jay Leno of that.
Right.
Like, Jay Leno is the one what are those called? Night
shows?
Yeah. Well,
talk show, late shows?
Late night talk shows.
Late night talk shows.
But for comedy, Jon Stewart's that guy. Because Jay Leno's aren't necessarily funny. They're funny because he's a comedian, but his was more for everyone. Whereas like Trevor Noah and Jon Stewart, who did it before?
I like John Oliver on HBO.
I gotta watch that. He like is his, funny.
Yeah.
He just his seems like he hates week. Everyone.
Last week tonight, because he does the whole week in one night.
Yeah.
I just, you
is
know.
Is he doing it still?
I think so, but, you know, it's like now I just kind of like, it's funny, but it's just another opinion. And yeah. I like the fact that, like, going back to World News Tonight, they just give it to me.
Say it how it is.
Just say it out. There's no interviews. Like, there's no, like, we're going to go one-on-one with this person. Like, there's no, like, we're here live with, like, it's just give me the facts and they're very, like, quickly, like, periodicals. So, and I like that the guy just, he's a little bland, but, like, he just tells it to me. And, like, that's why I only like to every once in a while tune into the funnier ones now, because sometimes I'm like, well, I don't really feel like that was that funny.
Yeah.
Or like that was a little too like reaching for like to be funny. Like mm-hmm. Can't you just watch the news?
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah,
whatever.
And then sometimes you're like, this is just like, I don't want to laugh at this fucking, I just want to get it over with.
And it's always like, I mean, I'm not even, you know, I'm very anti-Trump, but sometimes these shows are like super over the top, like that's all they have is somebody in that writer's room just doesn't like really like Trump, so they put
they talk so much shit it makes you like, maybe I like this guy,
yeah,
and like, they turn it off and you're like, I don't like this guy. But
it's just like
they just talk so much shit and they like you said, they reach,
there's a lot of reaching on those shows. Yeah. They need to, because I mean some of it is every day.
Some 45 it, minutes yeah, sometimes
or like,
for
or John
hours.
Oliver's. Yeah, yeah. Or like, yeah, Daily Show has to do it every day for that long, but I don't know how long Last Week Is Tonight, but
it's probably an hour, but it's on HBO, so no commercials.
Yeah, no commercials. Say whatever you want, but like it has to be like really well written.
Yeah.
You know, that's why
John Oliver writes it.
Probably. I mean, he's a pretty funny dude, so.
Yeah,
but,
like,
you know, does he have time?
Yeah.
To like, that's the thing. Like each.
Well, that's probably all he does.
It could be, or they just, you know, I don't know. It depends, because there has to be, I would imagine they have to bring more, you know, like 10 ideas for like 5 to be shown, you know? So, and it's got to take time to research what happened on that actual article.
Well, they probably do.
And then make the jokes.
They probably have to do it, and they probably have to do it every day. So like, here's all the shit that happened today. Here are the jokes from it.
Just keep
Tuesday.
It going.
Yeah, because then they put it together week. On the last day, and then.
Those shows are crazy. But I guess that's what we do. By the way, none of this is written. This is all improv.
Yeah.
We record. We probably edit out maybe 2 minutes of this, and it's like the gaps where we're looking up something.
Yeah.
Or we like want to make sure we got something right. But we have not stopped on this one this whole time.
Yeah, and we just keep it going. But yeah, I mean, I guess when we do like of course when you do like we did the social media videos, and you know, it comes with the I research, I write, and then I write the script, and then we film, and then you edit.
Yeah.
So it's like, you just have to do the research part more for those talk shows and those news shows, whereas
they're
like we don't
like
have to.
Comedic journalists.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a rarity.
Yeah. Or you're just not find very
a
good
really
either.
Well, comedic writer who just happens to love journalism shit. I don't know. It's an interesting match. Yeah.
Oh, and Bill Maher, I guess we could put up there.
Bill Maher's got it. Yeah, but his show is
more satire
and
right,
has
serious.
Guests. You know what I mean? Like, it's based on having a conversation about what's going on. So it's a little different. But all those guys are, you know, been doing it for a long time.
For
like
a
the
long time.
Has been going for a while. So it's cool to see that. And I don't even know how we got there.
But that doesn't even matter because we're potting.
It doesn't even matter.
I'm trying to think what else I watched. I've been smoking. I took an edible last night. Not very good, but it was like, it had like 75 mg or something, but it was like a gummy, and gummies are, I don't think gummies are that good.
Yeah.
But whew, I was.
You good?
Yeah, I was high. I was high.
I miss my, I need a fresh refrigerator stock of the Keith Colas or some type of THC drink, man.
I don't like edibles, but I do. I can't say I don't like them, but they're not my choice. They're definitely not my choice. First choice, and take them every once in a while.
I don't want to wait.
But the THC strips and THC drinks, I fuck with.
Yeah.
Because they're perfect.
The drinks are nice to sip on when you're smoking.
Yeah, because it's like a beer, or like I drink whiskey or whatever, but it's like you're not getting fucked up off that one glass of whiskey. Some people, don't get me wrong, some people will, but like us, or like one beer, you could say. You're not getting fucked up. So it's like, that's kind of what the drinks are like. So it's like when you take an edible, you're waiting for this like super high. Whereas like you don't really wait for it with the drink because it's just going to be moderate. It just adds to whatever you're smoking or whatever you're doing, which is my kind
of. I like the taste of the Keith Colas.
It was
like,
good,
the taste
huh?
are like just, it's like a good taste. Like I can't sip on a beer like that. Like, you know what
I mean?
I'm always
I
got to finish this beer.
That's it. They need to do Hanes cane sugar soda.
THC.
Come on.
Eventually, every company's going to have their own THC shit, but everybody's doing the CBD thing.
I think Lagunitas was the first one, the beer, the high hops.
I saw that.
That was the first one I ever really saw. Or first time I saw like a bigger company kind of getting into that lane.
Life in the fast lane.
Yeah, let's make weed beverages more big. I mean, I'm sure they are because I don't go into dispensaries much, but.
Yeah,
and send us some.
Yeah, if you got a off-brand one, we'll try it.
Yeah, send us your brands, and also for the coronavirus times, if you want us to fucking debate shit or talk about shit, let us know because we will, because obviously we're staying locked down. We're shooting every once in a while. I ran some errands, I should say, for. The TC, Tommy Chong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to drop some stuff at his house, and he requested his normals, kombucha. And then I had to get saran wrap, flour, and yeast. And I think that's
for their herbal infuser.
I don't know. They must have been cooking something, but let me tell you, bro, flour.
You
not easy to come by.
Not right now.
No,
everybody bought it all up because they knew they were going to cook at home.
Yeah, so I'm going around and there's lines everywhere. And like I made the mistake of going into the Ralph's right here, which was no line. There's never a line there. And they didn't have it, so I just left. I didn't grab everything else. And then by the time I was left, every grocery store had a line. So I went to like this random market and got Tommy the most random flour from Mexico. And then got some saran wrap there. And then I couldn't find them yeast because I couldn't go. I went to a Walgreens to get, I went to see if they had yeast. They didn't, so I got his kombucha there. But so I walk in and the manager is there and I ask him right away. And he's like, no, we don't have that. And I'm like, okay, I have some other stuff to grab. I'll be right back. And then he walks over to the register and I'm checking out with another guy and I don't have a mask on. And it's funny. What's so ironic about this story is that I was coming from our shoot we did for a mask.
Yeah.
Because we were doing this work with a company that makes masks right now, and we were shooting some videos for them on Friday. So from there, I went to Tommy's, and I forgot my mask. Or I had my bandana in the car, but I didn't have it on. Anyway, so he waits for me. I'm checked out. Like, I'm paid. I'm about to pull my card out, and he goes, oh, yeah, and just so you know, on Monday, you're going to have a mask to be in here. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, my bad. Anybody
this
keeps
like
going.
Employee of
this is the manager that helped me at the right when I walked in, and waited for me to buy this shit to tell me this. And he's just being super passive aggressive. Like, listen, I'm not gonna kick you out. Like, I'm not gonna kick you out now. And you know, but like, just want to educate everyone. Like, you should be wearing a mask. And like, I'm like, okay.
And, put a sign out front, guy.
Right. And it's like, but it's just so ironic that I was coming from a fucking shooting the mask, and now I'm getting scolded for not having one. Like, I'm out, we're out here
top of the line
providing,
masks.
Yeah, top of the line mask. But we're providing, hopefully, people with masks from this company now when we help make them content and they're seen. So we're out here saving, and you're going to come at me all passive aggressive and a Walgreens manager.
Was there a lot of people in there?
No one was in there.
Oh, God.
It was at 3:30.
Speaking of that, did you see how crowded like Venice and Santa Monica Pier were this weekend on Saturday? People aren't listening.
Yeah, no, but here, let me say this just so I don't get killed in the comments. Yes, I know you should be wearing a mask. I usually have one on. I'm not hating on him telling me to wear one. I'm just hating on him being passive aggressive. Carry on. No, I didn't. Like, people like out walking and shit?
Yeah.
Really?
I follow that Santa Monica Problems feed.
Yeah.
And they were showing somebody's video of the beach, and like everybody was just using the equipment and like the whatever on the sand. There's just people everywhere. I mean, they're all like spaced out, but for being like that you shouldn't be like going anywhere, yeah. Like I thought it was pretty like, oh wow, people are going like to the beach and whatnot. But again, I read the comments and there was a lot of people that were like, because the feed was calling out the people for being out, right? But then people in the comments were saying that I don't see anything wrong with this picture. Nobody is right next to each other. Lots of people have masks on in this photo as well. So it's like, okay, so I guess it's kind of cool. Like, check it out. And then just the video of people on the beach. There's a lot of people, right?
Yeah. I mean, not for normal, but for now, fuck yeah. Hell yeah, there is.
So, did you hear that? I think, was it the governor of L.A. or mayor of L.A.? Was governor of California or the mayor of L.A. was starting to instigate that he might introduce, like, bounty fees for people that are, like, for letting people narc on other people for being out.
Yeah, snitching on them, bro, and on non-essential businesses.
I think, like, this was an attempt at, or, like, showing off that kind of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like, listen, like, people are going to get mad. That is what it is. Like,
Nothing.
Just do your part, and, you know.
If I was sick, I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, none of these people, obviously, nobody out there looks like they're coughing and dying. And like laying on the ground, like not feeling good, just trying to get fresh air. I think that's
And you
got to
remember,
like,
if it's not like if you wear a mask and you do, there's precautions you can take to be around people and survive. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed in the grocery store. So I know a majority of people, you know, you get mad, like these people are selfish, they won't stay inside, blah, blah, blah. But you can go and, like, I know they say stay at home, blah, blah, but there's ways you can go in public and stay safe.
Yeah.
So I was like, if you do that, then who's to say, like, get the fuck off the beach?
Life is going to have to go on eventually, and we're all going to have to be wary that this virus could be around at all times. So you're eventually going to have to be comfortable with or seeing people out or letting people go about their business, because obviously this won't be the first time we go through this. We'll be quarantined again. But, you know, we'll all know how to handle it. But, you know, in the next 2 months, it's going to get to the point where, like, everybody's going to be like, I need to get back to fucking work. Or, like, people are going to be back at work quicker than others. And there's going to be people that aren't back at work that are going to love that they get to be quarantined still. And then being, like, making examples of people that are out. And it's like...
And then there's going to be people who have no job.
They're going to have to eventually, like, have a rating system of, like, how severe is the quarantine?
Yeah.
You know, is it red, yellow, green kind of thing? Yellow, we can, you know, those who are not sick...
Can go out.
Wear your mask, be preventative, but, you know, be smart, you know. And then, you know, red is stay, everybody has to stay home for like that. That's the way it was, basically, you know, from March to now, it's like 2 weeks, we're in the red. Like, nobody should be fucking out.
Yeah.
Right now, we're like in the orange between the yellow, where it's like, there's like 25% of people are
out
starting to do their thing again. Yeah. If everything, and it's hot, it's fucking 80 degrees here in LA, so it's like nobody feels like it was when it was rainy and all depressing and like, oh my God, disease and viruses around. So, you know, mentally, I think the weather changing is starting to make people feel like, okay, I think it's cool if I go outside now. Like, you know, how often do I get sick when it's warm out?
Yeah, and I mean, as much as the government's in control of getting the world, are getting the country back to normal, I mean, we are just as... capable, or not capable, but like, we're just as in control. Like, a lot of getting back to how things were and adapting is going to be under our terms, the people's terms. Like, it's like, don't just sit back at the same, at the same time, don't sit back and just let the government tell you what to do. Like, a lot of it's going to be what we think is right and what is right. And everyone knows the government doesn't always do the right thing. So, it's going to take us to change the shit as well as
them. It's all very situational. Yeah. Like we said, it's situational who you talk to about it, too. You don't know if they have a friend or a relative that is really sick. So, it's like, you can't really, like or there were so many jokes. Yeah, or the 5G tower thing. But there were just so many jokes and whatnot in the beginning of this. You know what I mean? Like, whether it was putting up an image of you with a Corona bottle, not you, but like somebody putting a Corona bottle and them breaking it or whatever it is. Like, there was just a ton of like things on the internet that are starting to dissipate and more of in the hope and inspiring posts about Corona now. When it wasn't here, everybody's joking about it. There's all kinds of jokes about it. Like, who was the guy that Rylan was complaining about that was it Gucci Mane or... Who was it that had the posts of the guy fucking the chicken? And Rylan made a big stink about it and complaining.
Lil Boozy.
And that was, I think the caption was, like, this is how we got the coronavirus going or whatever. And it's like, that kind of humor is dissipating the further we go along in this.
Because now if you say something, like you said, you don't know who has someone. Because majority of people are going to know someone who's been affected by it or who's had it, you know?
Right.
And... now it's not so loose a thing to joke about because it's obviously serious.
And then you can't really necessarily be a hero either. I'm like, oh man, that shit's nothing, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, well, my fucking relatives in New Jersey are sick.
Yeah.
Like, or, you know, and then, they're starting to hear the random, not like stars, but people of interest, let's say. Like, there's a big time Major League Baseball photographer that died from coronavirus.
Saw that.
It's a big deal for a lot of people, but like,
someone his exact age passed away as well. That wasn't an NBA or whatever photographer.
Yeah, so now it's like, it's such a, I don't know, it's weird. It's affecting everybody in such different ways. So it's just crazy to see it go in a month from a joke to, a joking matter to like a pandemic to like, it's not really a laughing matter anymore. I think we're at like over 20,000 deaths in the U.S., by the way.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But the news keeps saying that we're on the downward, like for
yeah, I know
the daily
New York
totals
leveled
going down.
Out. At 700 and something a day.
Which is still a lot.
Yeah, very much.
So we still have like 2 months of deaths.
Long way to go,
But it's scary. I mean, they're running out of room for bodies in certain places. It sucks.
Yeah, it's a time to keep your head down, get high, stay healthy.
Yeah, buddy.
Because one of the biggest things is obesity.
Yeah,
I think the highest percentage of deaths that people suffer from obesity are, those type of health conditions. So it's stay healthy, man.
Respiratory too.
Yeah, because this is what it takes.
Like asthma and shit.
Yeah, which I mean, asthma you can't help in a certain respiratory stuff, but I mean, I think this is what America needed to show them, us, I guess, but show most people you can't wait.
Yeah.
Because if you're not healthy and this happens and you die because you're not healthy, you die.
Sad.
Yeah.
It's like,
whereas if you
and nobody ever thought of that being a possibility. Everybody thinks they're going to live forever. You know, chances are most people are not going to get murdered, like shortened of their expectations of life. You know, most people aren't going to do that. But now you have this fear in your life. So there's like, you know.
And it's very easily prevented if you're healthy.
Because most people hear about a life-ending disease. It's like a very small percentage that's going to happen to you. Or like, so now it's like, oh shit. Like now that percentage just got bigger every year for everybody from here on out.
And if you're not healthy, you're right there with you.
So do your push-ups, y'all.
Do your push-ups, eat healthy, and smoke weed.
Yeah, every day.
Every single day. But episode 29, we did it.
Make sure you watch LA Originals for next week. I want to talk about that.
So, we're going to talk about LA Originals.
Go watch that, all of you.
Yeah, and comment anything you want us to watch. We'll try to watch it. Any topics you want us to talk about, any stories you want us to tell. Damn, I sound sick, but I'm just smoking a lot. But next week, episode 30, we got a surprise. Hopefully
next week's 420.
Next week's 420.
Oh man, I completely forgot. Yeah, check out my brother's band's new music, Three Sides. They had a what do you call it when there's like two songs?
An
that
EP.
Come out. An EP came out on Friday, and it actually was pretty good. So,
and
go check out Three Sides.
Catch me and Chris live on 420 with Tommy Chong special guest. We're gonna be on that bitch moderating it.
Yeah.
So
we're still figuring that out. Yeah, how that all works. But something's gonna be cool on 420.
Yeah, we got a 420. We got a surprise live stream.
We'll probably won't do another episode till after that.
Yeah, we'll wait till after because that's on Monday and we can talk about it. But happy 420. Stay inside. And if you're not feeling sick and you're good, maybe go outside, but wear a mask. Wash your hands. Smoke green. Have a good day. All right, peace.